Welcome to Notcast, episode 329. And your kids will die too. I'm Saverin.
You mean the Chaos Emeralds?
Yes.
I'm Fuzzwolf.
And we're safely in Texas, far away from any of the weather craziness out there in Florida and the East Coast. Hope many of y'all out there are staying safe, because death sucks. Don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, thankfully here in Texas, it's, you know, fall. There's not a lot going on, except for the fact that we don't have Shiva here this week, because unfortunately, she got laid off today. She put it on Twitter, so I'm not going to be like, yo, this is a sensitive subject. I mean, sucks, right?
Yeah.
She got kind of boned after all that shit she's gone through with her job, and then all of a sudden, like, whoops, yeah, you're laid off. Thanks for all the hard work. By the way, here's fuck all in terms of severance, too.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah, she got fucked. And not in the fun way.
I'm, like, pissed on her behalf, and she's really upset about it. And I'm
So she's not with us tonight for that reason. Please send condolences and or job leads in North Texas her way.
Yeah.
So I'm surviving. I'm 2 weeks away from my own convention.
Mm.
We had to move a bunch of stuff in the office so that we could sit down to record the podcast today. And there's still a bunch of boxes on the table.
I came in here and there was all this shit everywhere, and I was like, ooh, what's this?
Yep. Well, everything does have its, like, a label on it now. It's like there's QA supplies and hand sanitizer and art prints and autograph cards. And
hey, that says napkins. I thought millennials were killing the napkin industry.
Well, yeah. Because we've had them for a while, we've been hoarding them. We're not buying new ones.
Oh, right.
So the market has shrunk even though we have supplies. We bought up all the napkins, and now we're selling them on the black market.
2015 autograph cards. No reason to get new ones for this year. But just have this year's guests sign the backs of
I just had that moment of, oh dear, I need to get that. That was something I'd been forgetting. Thank you, Fuzz.
You're welcome. Are they drawn, at least?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pixel Kitties is doing them.
All right.
We just need to get the art. Because our order size is so small, the Dallas Morning News, which does our printing, literally does them in an afternoon between their big orders.
Right.
So it's not like I'm a fucking nervous wreck right now, to be completely fucking honest. Anxiety is fucking destroying.
Would you like to cuddle your Judy plush?
There we go. I have my Judy plush in my lap.
Okay. Feel better.
Do the Nick thing, put my head between your ears. Except your ears are, they have like a cardboard spacer so that they're stiff, so you can't really do that without damaging the blood.
Yeah, so that they stay up.
Anyways, but yeah, just more preparation. But we're here to record tonight because, well, fuck, I'm still going to keep recording up until, you know, not the Thursday before, because I'll be busy then.
No, fuck that, man. We got to record the Thursday before.
Yeah.
I'm going to be there with a mic in your face when you're, like, chugging Jaeger or whatever before working to come.
From the airport. And, yeah.
Yeah.
Grabbing Jaeger, chugging Jaeger while driving back from the airport with guests. That'll be great. No, I won't actually be
there. I will come along and I'll be like, hi, I'm here from a Dirty Furry podcast. Who the fuck are you? Like, oh, I'm Brenda Crenshaw.
You would know who she was.
I have met her, yeah.
She is a lovely person.
She is, yeah. Would you like to say anything about horse pussy?
No. But
she's the only one of your guests I know this year. I can't remember who the other people are.
It's her and Peter New.
Peter New. Okay.
Kelly Sheridan, who's Starlight, a.k.a. Twilight 2.0.
Oh, the new villain. I was thinking
the reformed villain.
I was thinking Sunset Shimmer from the movies.
Okay. That was
Rebecca Soche.
You watched the most recent Horsewomen 4.
Yes.
I haven't seen it yet.
Man, that sounds like a hot porn. The Horse Women 4. It's all lesbians fucking in a barn.
Yeah. With leather and tack and.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's like a bit of fetish there. Pony play. Anyways.
My Little Pony play.
Anyways.
Bondage is magic.
Oh, fuzz.
That'll be Nightmare Nights 2017. It'll be like, okay, we don't have any Hasbro guests this year, so the all-ages banner is gone.
No,
this year's theme is hot, slapping hot leather.
Stop, Buzz. you're not helping. But no, the things are going as planned. Like, I'm at the hotel today and put in all of our room assignments and Rover. Like, we have more room nights than ever before.
That's awesome. That's good news.
Which is crazy. Got our shirt order in. Everything is going to plan, except for the fact that you mentioned the autograph cards, which I have to talk to my co-chair tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Or possibly call him tonight and be like, Jesus Christ, Bob, we forgot something almost. But
I'm helping.
You're helping.
And that gives me license to, like, talk hot shit and make all these disgusting jokes. Yes. At your my poor expense. Yeah.
But no, we got a lot of cool people coming this year.
Dead air.
I fixed that in post.
Oh, okay. All right.
But it's my phone going, oh, no. Because, again, it's that time of year where I'm getting messages and pings and emails and calls.
It's the conchair panic time of year.
Yeah, it really is. But, you know, doing the podcast is like, it is a solid rock in my week.
Yes.
We must do the podcast.
Here we are.
So there's that. How are you, Fuzz?
I'm okay, I guess.
You got your car all fixed up.
I got my car all fixed up. I got the peeling tint that was on the front windows replaced with proper tint. I got my windshield replaced because the multiple long-ass road trips the car has been on it's picked up some road debris that have put cracks here and there and, you know, knives when we drove through Memphis.
Yep, the floating knives, the knife rocks.
Knife rocks, yes. What else did I have done? Oh, I had all the door handles replaced because, like, I think I probably mentioned on the show before that 3 out of 4 of them broke off over the course of a couple of conventions. And what was neat was that there's a known issue with the clock in Matrixes and Corollas built between 03 and 08 that the clocks just stop working after a while. And what happens is the solder starts to kind of crack and disappear from the circuit board.
So it just fades.
Yeah, so the clocks gradually fade out, and then they go dim, and they go dead completely. And I read up online, and I was like, I can either order a new clock for over $400, or I can take out this clock and solder certain parts of it, and that should fix the problem. So my friend Guardian has this soldering iron. And Tieran's car was doing the same thing. And Shiva's car was also doing the same thing because she has the same kind of car as I do. So we got all three clocks out. And then, this is so nerdy, we had a soldering party.
Woo!
At our kitchen table.
Play with the lid.
Yes. And so Guardian soldered them all and we hooked them up. And now it works like new again. It hasn't been that bright in, like, 6 years. So, like, my car is looks pretty close to new. Yeah, she's got a few bumps and scrapes, but cars just pick up that shit. So I'm pretty happy. You know, she's 11 years old and is looking in real good shape. And I had some engine work done as well that was relatively minor. So I'm pretty happy about that. My job is just my job. It's just dragging.
Not what you'd want to do.
It really isn't, and I've just sort of been really mopey about that lately, just sort of dragging through life there. So we'll see. Hopefully, you know, I can have more energy in my life soon. But Fur Planet is a little behind on orders, actually, because...
just too many.
Well, we had a ton of pre-orders for Cinderfrost.
Yeah.
And then when I got the stock for Cinderfrost, the printer had fucked them up.
Aww.
Like, they all had about a half-inch wide white strip on the front cover. And the cover was angled slightly awkwardly, so it's like the cover was not aligned properly whenever they bound it to the interiors. Like, the interiors were all cut perfectly fine, but the covers were all fucked up. So I have since received some of them in the mail that they replaced an order that was supposed to go to Furry Migration. And I have an additional stock order that I hope turns out okay. It is supposed to arrive tomorrow. So this weekend I plan on getting caught up on all the Cinderfrost pre-orders and other stuff, but
Yeah, but, well, I mean,
you
know, if it's...
These things happen, yeah. You know.
So, speaking of fucked up stock...
Mm. Yeah.
I would say this is a show and tell, but this is an audio podcast. So, I ordered the long-awaited Zootopia, like, graphic novel. Mm-hmm. So, it was $10 on... It's like $15 base price. It was 10 bucks on sale, well, at release on Amazon. And it was basically the movie graphic novel plus some other stuff. So what it is, it's the Zootopia comics. It's the retail, it has a 2D drawn version of the movie.
Right.
It has, it's, you know, it's truncated. It skips a lot of scenes, or skips some scenes and truncates others. Mm-hmm. And a bunch of one or two page comics that appeared in a foreign kids comic magazine, translated to English. And then it shrunk down from being a trade paperback size to a digest size. So think manga volume and not a trade paperback of, say, X-Men.
Right.
As a result, so first of all, if you're hardcore into Zootopia and haven't seen the comics yet, they're kind of neat to have. And it has little, like, extraneous tidbits that are also in the kids' books translated to English in some cases. But, here's the but. There's some issues, too. Like, the version I got, the cover is misaligned. The paper quality is shit. Like, it's between new, like, it's like comic print. Like, crummy paper comic print, not nice glossy, like, IDW uses comic print.
Right. And it's also, the print quality itself is not that great.
Yeah.
And I pointed out to you earlier that there is very little inside margin. So there's whole dialogue panels that you can't read because they just disappear into the gutter.
Yeah. Bye-bye, bunny. Ah! I mean, the 2D art is competent. Like, the new art is good.
Yeah.
And, like, they skip the line with the, you know you love me, at the end. It's like, sly bunny, dumb fox. But it has, like, extra shit. So they have, like, character profile stuff that utilizes the 3D images from the stuff. But because it's been shrunk down by, like, a third, you can't fucking read it. Like, look at this, Fuzz. Can you fucking read that? It's like a Nick Wilde profile thing that features some stills from the movie and some, like, basic character information. But it's, like, yellow text on a purple field, but it's been shrunk down so much in the...
So I can read this if I really focus. What I really can't read is... Where's the other thing that was, like...
Yeah,
one of these short comics had the credits for the artist were so tiny, I could not make them out. And it's not this one. Upper right-hand corner.
Yeah, let's see. Holy fuck, yeah. Joe Caramanda, S. Manny Madero, story and layout, Andrea Scopetta, cleanups, and paints. Yeah, I could technically read it by focusing on it, like, in, but... Yeah.
It's like, yeah, if you're going to resize something to a different size, that's fine. But you do have to make allowances for that new size, especially if it's smaller. And I've got the Zootopia Sinistory. It's by the same publisher. And it's just they cut up the CG version of the movie and put it into stills and made it look like a comic. But it's printed the same shitty quality. And I swear, I'm not going to buy any comics if that publisher's name is on it.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. It's fucking Zootopia. You got the rights to publish a Disney property. Put some fucking effort into it, man.
And that's what sucks, because all the art is competent and well done. Like, it's cute anthro comics.
Yeah.
It's Zootopia.
And they're barely readable.
And it's barely readable in some cases.
Like, you could have probably have sold it for 20 instead of 15.
Make it a fucking proper trade paperback.
Yeah, and make it, like, in a much better print quality.
Because, yeah, it's like, I opened it up and I'm like, oh, sweet, it's my Zootopia thing cover. Oh, that's not the cover that they had listed on Amazon. Oh, that's feel the paper. Fuzz isn't going to like this. I don't like this. Well, I mean,
yeah.
You know, my pile of IDW comics here. Mm-hmm. Look at this fucking paper quality.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking
comic
full
books
on
are...
glossy. It's gorgeous.
Their comics are insane the last few years.
Yes, IDW comics are a little more expensive. They're $4 to $5 for a floppy, but the print quality's fucking great. Whereas this is $10, but you could have doubled the price and made it twice as quality.
Yeah.
Real easy. So there's my grumble, but about that. So it's $10. If you're really hardcore Zootopia and want some really scaled down art, I bet you can find the translated versions of all those comics online if you just look around.
Or you can, like, I found a some kind of Asian, I guess it was Japanese, maybe, version of one of the Zootopia comics on Amazon that, hell, might be worth ordering just to have, you know, because it listed the size, and it was somewhere between trade and magazine size, so much, much better images. But anyway, I mentioned this last week, but Furry Book Month is going on right now, going on pretty hot and heavy. We've had quite a few sales from that already, which is nice, and folks are starting to talk about it online. People on the Furry Writers Guild forum have been making pledges to read certain books this month and to write a review on them, which is cool. So, yeah, any additional notice that this brings to the world of furry writing is a good thing. Nothing else is really even going on in my life, I guess. Just same old right now. I got so much for Planet Work to catch up on, but that's kind of normal, I guess. I'm going to start trying to migrate my shit off of the server here soon, too.
Yeah. We'll worry about that here in the near term.
Yeah.
Reindexing the podcast will be interesting.
Yeah. I'd like to have that done by the end of the year, maybe not have the server past the end of the year.
Not right now.
So that's like 3 months. Come on, Saverin, get on it. You ain't doing anything else in the next couple weeks, are you?
Yeah. Well, I just retweeted from my furry account, like, oh, hey, the Jackbox Party Pack 3 launches on October 18th.
Guess who probably won't have much time to play it, I guess.
Yeah. I won't be streaming that until after the con.
Oh. Gonna make people wait for your convention sharing car.
I know. Why am I not entertaining the dozen of people that show up on Twitch when I stream? Mm-hmm. You notice I said the dozen, not the dozens. Hey, it's better than the aughts that were showing up prior.
We'll play for crowds of dozens.
Yeah.
At the convention.
So other than that, that's about it. We're chugging along, being old. Grumping about Zootopia comics.
Yeah.
New anime season starts soon, so I'll be talking about that soon.
Oh, I need to watch Luke Cage.
Oh, I need to do that too.
I haven't watched him yet. Because all the episodes dropped last Friday. So I need to find time to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to Doctor Strange. Comes out next month.
Oh, yeah.
November, yeah. Oh, and Past Fuzz gave me a present.
Yes, I saw your tweet.
I totally forgot that I had pre-ordered Star Trek Beyond on iTunes, and I happened to go to my iTunes movies. I was like, I'm going to play a movie while I'm at work. Star Trek Beyond. Oh, I guess that dropped. Well, shit, let's watch that.
Yeah, I
thanks,
like it.
Past Fuzz.
When past Saverin does that, too. It's like, oh, mm-hmm. I ordered a thing. Oh, and it just shows up later.
Another thing I
kickstarted something and it actually delivered.
God, yeah, I need to go and see if I need to fill out any surveys to get shit. One thing I'd pre-ordered off Amazon was a graphic novel called Survivors Club. It was like a 7 or 9 issue series put out by Vertigo. And I got an email like 2 days later that Amazon refunded me a penny because it dropped price during the pre-order stage. And I'm just like,
that cost you more than a penny to do that.
Yeah, I'm like, what's the transaction fee on processing a 1 cent refund, you know?
I ordered the Zootopia comic on April 1st. Basically, it went up for a pre-sale the same day that the Blu-ray did.
Uh-huh.
So I got them both at the same time because I'm like, yay, furry movie. I like this movie. I want Bunny's waifu, you know?
Yeah.
And so when it showed up, I was like, oh, I did order a thing. What's
that was
this?
6 months ago.
What's this? What's this? There's furries everywhere.
Notices your package in your mailbox.
Ooh, what's this? It is a Zootopia comic. All right, so at this point, we are at 20 minutes in. We should probably get to emails because okay. It is it's only 8:30.
So this last one here is actually, at least on my version of Gmail, it's two Tumblr questions sort of nested together.
Yeah.
So we actually have one more than what it looks like we have.
All right, well, I will get this one.
It's from the same guy. Okay. So first this and then the other one.
I'll read them together. Sumcharwar asked a question. Yo, not dudes. New listener here. Thought I'd drop you a line to let you know I'm already hooked. Found you by trying out some of your distinguished furcasting competition, which I had some constructive criticism for. iTunes suggested you folks instead, and damned if that suggestion wasn't right. You folks are entertaining and clearly having fun. Big balls to y'all. Then he followed up.
To all y'all. Woo!
Also, might want to check your Tumblr main page. Your theme is covering up several of the page links and making them unclickable.
So just resize the page and it forces it to go into mobile mode, and then you can use the mobile menu on the left hand side will pop out and you can use those. We should put a different theme on the Tumblr. The short term solution, that's how you can
we'll get on that, because it literally is a couple button presses. So
yeah, we'll just have to pick a new theme, like all the dicks. Okay. All right, curses and moving. Curse you for mentioning BoJack Horseman in a positive light. I had brushed the show off when it first appeared on Netflix, but decided to give it a shot after listening to a recent episode. I've now binged the whole show and want another season.
Thanks, Fuzz.
Yay, I'm helping. Onward to the real reason I'm writing. I'm moving out of my current home. I've shared a 3-bedroom house with my roommate, N, for... Is he the video game master? For 2 years now.
Nice.
I was like, that was the right reference, right?
Yes,
I fucked it up.
In the game.
Yes, there. Yes. In January of this year, he met a woman and eloped at the local courthouse in April. He approached me in the last week of April with the statement that they had talked about her possibly moving in if their relationship made it to the 6-month mark, which I was fine with. In May, he, in quotes, proposed to her, and they set the wedding for July. She and her 11-year-old son moved in at the end of June when our third roommate moved out. The wedding got moved to 2017 because of financial issues. At the end of August, it came out that they had been married the entire time. N's dishonesty about the situation, my feelings of how little they seemed to know each other before they jumped into getting married, my dislike of his wife, and the tension that in building from the stepfather-stepson relationship have led me to my decision to leave. Probably a good idea. I am on the lease, and I'm listed as the primary or sole person on the water and power. Because of this fact, I'm unable to just transfer the accounts to N's name and go about my life. It would require the closing of the current account and opening of another one with a new deposit. I had planned to be out by the third week of October, which would not give them much time to get the deposits together. I don't want to leave them in that tight of a spot, but I'm also uncomfortable leaving the utilities in my name for any significant period of time after I leave. I have a ready-made and 90% true reason to give them for why I'm leaving. I'm looking for suggestions on how to handle the conversation about utilities. Ryan G., a troubled tiger. I'd say absolutely do not leave the utilities in your name when you're not living there anymore.
Because even at minimum, if they're not acting maliciously, they're still going to come to rely on, if someone else pays for that, that's someone else's problem. And that'll make it harder both for you to get them off and for them to be responsible adults. Because your friend doesn't sound like a very responsible adult that he just met some chick with a kid, eloped off to a courthouse, and lied to you for a few months.
Yeah.
About actually being married. And, like, this is a guy who, I guess she's a really good lay, because that's just pretty fucked up. Just jumping into marriage with a woman with a kid, moving her in. I mean, your other roommate already took off, and I probably don't blame him. So basically, you just need to be like, look, you guys are going to be living here now. I'm moving out. That means you guys got to get your shit together and have a deposit for power and water by this date.
Yeah.
And basically say in no uncertain terms that you are not going to leave the power and water under your name when you're not living there, because that's just bad news for you. If they stop paying, that'll ping your credit, won't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't let them do that.
Yep. As long as it's in your name, you're liable for it.
Yeah.
You know, it just, even if you have a handshake deal or whatever, that doesn't mean shit to the power company. They'll they'll be coming after you for collections. So don't do it.
Yeah, so straight up, you got to just tell them, you know, 90% true or not. You got to tell them to nut up and get to it. Because do not put yourself on the hook. All right, so.
Pardon me.
Talking like a Dom, the title of this email. Yo, Notcasters. First-time writer here and recently new listener. A couple episodes back, you answered an email from a dude who wanted to get better at being more dominant top. As a dominant alpha wolf myself, I thought I'd add my two cents to your already good advice. The questioner mentioned he tends to ask too often if his mate's all right. You folks rightly said communication is good, and that's still true. But there's two modes of asking if the mate's good. The damn fucking sexy way, growling. You're enjoying that, yeah? Make a statement, letting the mate respond positively. The unsexy check in too often, mewling, oh, are you okay? That doesn't hurt, does it? I'm so sorry. Repeat ad nauseum until no dude can keep his cock up.
I'm sorry that my cock is so massive.
I've split you in two. I hope you survive. Your questioner will want to get better at having sexy conversation, dirty talk. Talk about what you're doing while you're doing it. Yeah, pup, I'm fucking your tight hole. You like that? You like me taking you? That'll open up the lines of communication while revving up both dudes for more. Still saturn to have fun reading those dirty talks in his dumb voice. Wish I could read them myself. That shit always sounded better said aloud than written. Appreciate the podcasting, dudes. Keep up the great work. Rawr. Charwolf.
Charwolf.
Char-char.
Char-char.
That's the current Pokemon generation.
I made that not sexy. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Well, so...
Charmander, I'm gonna fuck you and you're gonna let me, or I'm gonna burn your ass.
Hey, man, you know, in a Pokemon world...
Want to be the greatest master of them all. Suck it, Pikachu.
God. It's like a living little East Ham thing. You're welcome. So this guy...
Oh, I get zapped by Tate. Right, just like that.
Better than sticking pins up there.
Yeah.
Albert Fish. Unsexy.
Full body shudder. Full body shudder.
So this next one is a simple question. You guys definitely love WoW. You played Guild War 2 at all? I mean, Char, fucking sexy. They're worth playing the game alone. I played Guild Wars 2 in its beta and didn't really find it to be that much to my liking.
It was, that's because you didn't play it in its alpha when it's sexiest as highest.
But the Char are pretty cool. They're basically Industrial Revolution Romans. So they're pretty cool. They're cat people.
Mm.
Like cat bulls. And the males have big horns. And they have like four ears. And they're big cat dudes. They're the beast race.
How many nipples do they have?
Well, I'm going to guess on the females that go all the way down. They don't have like big tits. So there's not a huge amount of sexual dimorphism between the males and females.
Nice. Just like a trill of spots.
Yeah. It's not like...
Trill in Star Trek Deep Space Nine.
Oh.
The spots under neck. They go all the way. Yeah, I know. I just made it unsexy again.
No, I thought you said Atrill's spots, and I'm like, I don't remember that comic or that character from them.
No.
But yeah, sometimes you have like the furry characters or like the females have the more human breasts, but they have like nipples all the way down. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen lots of char porn. A couple of my artists that I follow on Tumblr apparently got really into it recently.
Ah.
So. It's cool, but I haven't really played it much. I'm just kind of WoW and other things in between bouts of insanity.
And I'm like, what's a video game? Yeah, what's a video game? Okay. What is the cast opinion about sex during someone's period?
If you're game for it, go for it.
Earn your red wings and fly.
I guess.
Never done it.
I
imagine some people are into it. Some people might not be.
You'll have to wash the sheets afterwards. But whatever. So my opinion is, if you want to do it. But as a really gay dude who's had sex with one woman ever, and it wasn't on her period, I have no opinion on the matter beyond that.
Yeah, I've never had sex with a woman on her period. So.
You know. Probably wouldn't go down on a woman or period.
No red wings for you.
No. Pussy's great, but not.
Not when it's bleeding.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Anonymous asked another question. Hi, Notcast. I was wondering if you could give me your advice on snacking. Not really between meals, but like dessert snacking. I always want something sweet after I've eaten dinner, and I'm looking for alternatives to cookies. Assume I'm in a city with stores that carry most readily available stuff. What do you recommend that isn't too unhealthy, but isn't fruit? Thank you.
Not a pussy on our period.
Thank you, Fuzz. That's a suggestion. That is a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I would suggest that are lower calorie but still will fulfill that sweet tooth are like sugar wafers. They're the little thin wafer cookies with like flavored filling.
Oh.
They make them in like sugar-free versions that are lower calorie that are still pretty tasty. They also, I got these at Town Talk, so I don't know what they're called, but they're like little wafer cookie bars that are lower fat, like little cookie bars. They're little wafer thin cookies that are single serving, and they're tasty.
I was thinking nuts, specifically D's. Unless you have a nut allergy.
Yeah.
But in all seriousness, nuts are really high protein and will fill you up.
Yeah. So basically, if you're wanting something sweet that's not too bad, you can also get like sweet tarts. I mean, it's all in moderation, right?
Mm-hmm. So,
you know, there's things
whole
like
whole fucking boxes of s'mores Pop Tarts. Just
an entire tube of Thin Mints. No, we're trying to be helpful here, Buzz.
Speaking of Thin Mints, I saw this just struck one of those things that's marginally funny, but struck me in the most hilarious way. It was like, what do you mean it's impolite to say just fuck me up to the 8-year-old Girl Scout?
Yeah. How many boxes do you want? Just fuck me up. So what does that mean? Yeah. But not
fruit wise. Tempted to do that next time.
That's what I would suggest if you want something snacky.
Mm-hmm.
But right now it's a great time of year that if you do want to get like the hard candies from like for Halloween, you're going to be able to get them real cheap after Halloween. It's the best time of the year, that and after Easter.
I cannot stop looking at your little frowny face, Fennec.
Getting hugged by the bat.
It's just frowniest looking old face ever.
Yeah. So Rahata sent a gift from MFM to via Fuzz to me. Oh, it's a Fennec plush getting hugged by a bat plush. Saverin and Saffron.
And the bat is super happy and the Fennec is super not.
Yes, so happy. It's kind of like Saverin and Saffron.
Yep.
Well, Saverin's a happy character, but the Fennec looks very grumpy.
I'm just used to seeing Fennecs be grumpy.
Well, they just look grumpy because they're so small and get so put upon by their friends.
You say looking at me.
Yeah.
Did you see that? The comic, well, not comic, but the little 4-panel photos I sent you.
Yeah.
Are you listening? I'm all ears. I didn't ask for your life story.
And then Les was like staring. Well, I retweeted it. It was like fight mode engage, and it got a shitload of retweets. It was like the Fennec's like, grr, says the Fennec. And then, of course, that's all it can do because the fox just, like, baps him out of the way if he tries to go for his ankles.
Yeah.
So, random tidbit. In the Zootopia thing, uh-huh. They had in the character descriptions, like, it mentions that Fennec weighs 3 pounds.
Oh, my God. Like, that is tiny.
So that comic, the lines, ZPD, it's like, we were chasing after a group of Fennecs who went to Sahara Scare and were scattered by a gust of wind.
Right, yeah.
That was totally what happened.
Oh, that's so cute.
Someone is like, hey, your Tumblr banner is fucking things up. I will fix that.
Okay.
And there's one more email from a person. So this one is yours, Fuzz.
Oh.
It's fairly long, but it's your turn.
Is it? Oh, of course you say that. I was going to read the little short Tumblr. Okay.
Well, the short Tumblr one is them saying, hey, your Tumblr theme's fucked up. Fix it.
Hello again, Nutcasters. The subject line is help with identity issues / changing my name. As long as you don't cut your hair and change your name, because then you'll be a Nickelback song.
Oh.
I'm writing from a lull in one of the most insane semesters of my educational life thus far, with a somewhat tricky issue that I've been thinking about for some time. As some background, I'm a bit of a strange mutt, as humans go, with second-generation Mexican-American relatives on my father's side and third-generation Japanese-Canadian relatives on my mom's side. Since I grew up in California with Dad's family around constantly, I've gotten a massive dose of Latin American culture for all my life. Now I have a bit of a problem. Since I moved 2,000 miles northeast to Michigan to go to school and spend time with my boyfriend of 3 years, I've realized that I'm not I'm really not a fan of my crazy Mexican family. I overheard a lot of drama and realized after a few difficult instances that I'll never be able to bring my mate anywhere near my family and have them look at me the same way again. One of the funny parts is that there are actually three gay male couples in a direct family, and most people accept them for who they are, or at least appear to. The tricky part is when I hear about how my grandmother and quite a few aunts and uncles still give them shit behind their backs. I won't go into all the details, but to make a longer story short, I've been slowly moving away from my dad's family, and because of the horrible backward shit I see and hear my grandparents and relatives going on about. The difficulty is that I also have fond memories from when I was little or desire to be part of a family or group come up just because that's how I grew up. On the flip side, I've been really embracing the Japanese side of my background. I spent the past year and a half learning the basics of the Japanese language. I've been reaching out to more of my relatives in Canada and some in Japan, and while there's definitely some issues with being gay in modern Japanese culture, my family, especially my cousins and younger relatives, have been very supportive and open. I've been shifting to my mom's family background for quite some time, and over the past year or so, I've been considering formally cutting out my dad's family and all of its emotional baggage by changing my legal name. My first and last names are both Mexican, and although I somewhat look the part, it's been a very long time since I felt I was part of a Hispanic family or even part of the culture myself. I'm wanting to go under my mom's surname and really try to separate myself formally, but I still have a few tricky issues. What do I say or do with my dad's family, and especially, what do I do or say to my dad? I had a bit of a difficult time with him over the years, but he's been able to accept me as a person with my own goals and ideas, and while he hasn't ever really been deep into family business, I know it would really hurt him to hear about this decision, and I can't go about not telling him for pretty obvious reasons. He's been known to retreat back to the family when he doesn't know what to do, and if I don't treat this business carefully, I could have 300 metric tons of Mexican family drama unleashed on me, where my backwards relatives could possibly find out that not only do I want to leave the family, but I'm also with a male partner. I know some of the cast have had experience with family matters, and I was wondering if anyone had experience with leaving behind a large group of relatives while still trying to stay close to one or two. I'd love any advice you could provide, as well as experience, if any, with legal name changes. Thanks so much for all your humor, banter, and advice. My mate and I will be attending MFF this December, so I may be finally lucky enough to meet some of the cast in person. I promise to bring lots of money to buy furry porn from Fuzz. Thanks so much, and legalize a woo, Shoji. So I've actually been... My situation's a lot less complicated than yours, but my adoptive father, who was my mother's second husband, adopted me so that I'd end up with the same last name, just for ease of use, I guess. I don't know. But... I mean, ever since he's been divorced, he's not really a father to me. He's just sort of the douchebag my mom was married to for 18, 19 years. And so I've been seriously considering changing my last name. I might do it if I do the citizenship thing, because you can do it as part of that, because a lot of people immigrate and they change their name to a more anglicized version of their name. It was very common for Germans in the 40s and 50s to do that.
Because reasons,
yes. But it's still a big part of the citizenship thing, or you might do it separately. I'm sure it is kind of a pain in the ass, because, you know, you have your social security number, your driver's license, and then you have, like, all your credit cards and banking information and stuff like that.
You gotta update. That's a lot of accounts.
It's another piece of paper that you've gotta... have on you, well, not on you, but you've got to keep filed so that there's a definite, like, link there between this was when I changed my name, this is when I got married, this is when this happened, so that, you know, if you have to prove you are who you say you are, or you need a copy of your birth certificate and the name is not going to match what your legal name is later, you better have the form that shows why that is. But I don't have any of the trouble with, like, I don't know that side of the family at all anymore. They're all in different states, and I haven't seen or heard from them in like 15 years, probably. So it's not really an issue for me.
So on my end, like, I don't have the issue of having to keep close ties with my dad and then worry about the extended family, because my dad is kind of estranged from his side of the family, his extended family.
Yeah.
And I'm not close. I'm actually not close to any of my extended family at all. So basically, I really don't know what you would do in that case, because you just basically, like, I don't know how he'd react to me changing your surname. Mm-hmm. Like, you just say, hey, I'm trying to be my own adult. You know, I hope you understand. And if he doesn't, well, like, sucks. Like, I don't know. This is one of those self-determination situations where you need to do what is best for you. And kind of, I wouldn't say damn the consequences, but you have to do what is best for you ultimately. And if these people, like, if your dad, who ostensibly you're semi-close with, can't accept that, that really sucks. But again, you have to do what's best for you.
Yeah. I would explain it to your dad in much the same way you explained it to us. And if he doesn't accept that and it brings a bunch of Mexican family drama to your doorstep, like you said,
it can just be like, look, this is exactly what I wanted to avoid.
Right. Well, and I was going to say, and if that happens, who gives a shit? Blow them off. You don't want that side of the family in your life anyway. So, you know, let them yell and scream and howl at the wall, you know?
Your Facebook wall, which you set up as a fake.
Right. I mean, just, or the metaphorical wall. But I'm just saying, you know, you could let them rant and rave all they want. Don't let it even get to your door, you know?
I mean,
unless they're planning on driving from fucking California to Michigan to make your life miserable.
Which I'm pretty sure they won't.
Yeah, most people that are like bigots like that are lazy pieces of shit anyway.
Well, they'll talk big shit online and won't do anything in person.
Right.
And again, you've got yourself a life up in Michigan where you're at, and you're your own person. So, you know, you don't have to necessarily define yourself by what your extended family that you really don't like wants you to be. You know, you can be, you know, you can do the name change and, you know, be like, hey, this is who I am, and just roll with it.
Yeah.
You know, it's a fresh start. You moved out there to kind of start over, right? And as you've emailed in a few times about your adventures that direction. And so, I mean, this is like just the next step to realizing yourself as an adult with your own life.
That's sorry, I don't mean to distract you.
You're like, the bat is hugging and the finnick is just scowling.
But no, I think that's pretty much my advice.
Because, again, like with me, I don't have contact with my extended family by choice because, like yours, they don't backtalk their bigotry. They're pretty upfront with it.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know,
yeah,
I don't have to worry about giving a shit about what they
do. Yeah.
So that's just my personal experience. I'm very well versed at not giving a shit at what extended family thinks about me.
Yeah. It's one of those things that, like, it could bug you for a long time, but then once you kind of grow into yourself and you make your own life, you're like, yeah, you know, it doesn't matter. But yeah, sure, blood and family can be important, but more important than that's like the family you choose for yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it if part of your family are complete dicks, there's no reason to have them around.
Yeah. And like you said, the Japanese side of your family is nice and supportive, and, you know, traditional Japanese culture is all sorts of weird about sex. So, I mean, it's not just the gay thing. The gay thing is still a big issue with the culture, but, like, Japanese culture in general, when it comes to relationships, sex, and having children enough to support the economy, which isn't happening, is pretty fucked.
Mm.
So that's why, you know, you worry about your American counterparts. Not so much the culture over there. So, yeah. And that's actually it for the emails for the week. We're not even at an hour right now, which is kind of crazy.
So here's the name of a guild on WoW.
Watt. Big cummies of the horde. Guild Watt. I saw another one of those kind of really awful guild names recently.
Yeah.
That stuck with me, and I, like, screen-capped it, but I don't remember what it was now. Damn it.
Give me Tony the Tiger's cummies.
Well, it's one of those things where you have to know the reference to get what they're going at, and then you go, oh, my God, how did they get away with that?
Right.
But then you don't say anything because they got away with it.
You don't want to ruin a good thing.
Don't want to ruin their fun. You know.
The concept of cummies is just creepy to me. Isn't it a little? I don't know.
It just sounds like one of those nonsense words that's been, like, perverted into being something weird. Like
infantilized.
Yeah, it's infantilized until you, like, the mention of it makes you go, ugh.
Yeah.
It's interesting. It's just one of those, like, the weirding of language, the weirding of imagery, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to talk weirding the fucking Pepe the Frog.
Ooh, woo, cummies.
Feels bad, man. You know, get your rare Pepes here because...
I haven't read up enough on it to have an opinion.
No, it's just an example. Yeah. Cummies. Oh, God. So... we're just gonna wrap this up and be a short episode because,
Cummy Bears,
we're both kind of tired.
To your hair,
and Fuzz is singing Filk without a care. God damn it, Fuzz, get out of here! No. So, as always, you can email us at notcast@foxsuffers.com. You can follow us on Twitter @notcast. You can find us on Tumblr. You can just go to notcast.com and it takes you to our Tumblr. You can subscribe to our RSS feeds there, or you can find us on iTunes under Notcast.
Yeah.
You can follow us on For Affinity if you really want to, but we don't use that website, really.
Just never get around to it.
No, it's like we don't post anything there.
Yeah.
We have, like, a bunch of followers, but we just don't use it because the site's not that great.
No opinion.
I'm just saying, like...
I'm not going to get a furry drama.
No, it's not even furry drama. Their website doesn't support our posting. All of our episodes are way too big to post there. There's a 10 megabyte limit on files.
That's true. Yeah.
Our episodes are actually, like, 50 megabytes.
We can't actually post megabytes there.
Yeah. I don't give a shit about any of the other drama around the site. It's just like, we can't post our stuff there because we talk too much. And we do have a Patreon. We finally hit $75 an episode, which is really cool. I mean, you know, that means we just need to do episodes consistently. Mm-hmm. That also means we can also kind of drop the ads because, seriously, since Adam and Eve changed their shit, it's been awful. Like, nobody's buying stuff from them anymore. Which is really weird when you hear ads for Adam and Eve pop up in, like, last podcast on the left.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and they use, like, the same ad copy that we have ad copy for. And it's just like... Henry talking about buying dildos, and I'm like, yeah, grab this and put it in the corpse. And I was like, no, they don't actually go off the rails like that, but I could totally see them doing it.
You could get yourself one of these anal strokers, and then if you're in an Albert Fish mood, you could put a bunch of needles in it.
Ah, no. And beyond that, you can find me on Twitter @SavrinDrake. You can find me on Twitch @Savrin. twitch.tv/Savrin. I stream Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. I do group games with people in the Notcast Telegram, which we have a very robust group at this point. It's getting almost too big.
It's like 140 people.
Yeah, and therefore there is porn storms in between random politicking occasionally, and we have to, like, rein that shit in.
You can find Savrin's AD @NeedleFox.
No. And, like, some dude was... posting pics of his ass, and we had to tell him to knock that shit off real quick. It's like, no 3D porn, no RP, treat people with respect, and don't type like a dummy, and I won't ban you.
No notices your bulge.
No cummies.
No cummies.
And additionally, we have a Discord server now, too, for the people that come and play the Twitch games on Tuesdays, Fridays, and Saturdays. And I'm excited because Jackbox Party Pack 3 comes out October 18th. I'll be able to use it the week after the con.
Yay.
If I'm alive, then.
You'll be alive.
I'll be alive. I'll be suffering from plague. Pony plague! So where the hell can they find you, Fuzz?
You can find me on the Twitters @FuzzWolf. And that's mainly the place where I'm active now. You can also follow by, if you want all of the furry book news, but without all of my bullshit, you can follow Fur Planet and Bad Dog Books on Twitter also. That is really about it. Go to my website, buy my books.
Yep.
Hashtag Furry Book Month this month.
Oh, and some fun shorthand for you guys. You can go to finnick.top. And that takes you right to my Twitch channel. That was the best buck six I've played, I've spent in a while.
Nice.
Like, I can get a soda from Racetrack, or I can buy a hilarious redirect URL. Or do both.
Yep.
So, that's about it. Anything else, Fuzz? Next week, we will probably record, but not the week after that.
Okay.
Two weeks.
My head splits, and I turn into Arnold Schwarzenegger. So, on that note, good night.
And big balls.
Hey, folks, it's the start of a new month, and so it's time to thank all of our patrons over on Patreon. So I'm just going to run down the list here and thank each and every one of you. So thanks to Kylie, Jaden Drakus, Patrick, Rayfar, Riven Scythe, Shadow D. Wolf, Joel, Darthus, Zirian, Piper, Aaron, Chase, Festive Pinball, Shiroi, Mdefmek, Nikolai, Brian, Recoyote, Arvid, Hamid Gifford, Idus, The Wolfieman, Lunatara, Kilkoto, Rillin, Jamie Hamill, Rasmay, Seven Twigs, Jeeves, Michael Crater, Grimfang, and Ramuros. Each and every one of you is greatly appreciated, and we thank you for your patronage. You can join us if you'd like to support the show over at patreon.com/notcast. Thanks for listening.